Our new research strategy to accelerate progress in PSP and CBD by Megan Hodgson, Research Coordinator. Over the past year, PSPA has worked alongside people living with and affected by PSP and CBD, clinicians, healthcare professionals, and researchers to create a new research strategy for 2026 to 2030. The strategy is built on what people living with PSP and CBD and their families and carers tell us that matters most to them. Research for Impact encompasses three core pillars that define where PSPA believes research can have the greatest power. These three pillars is where we will focus our funding. 1. Diagnosis. We know that people with PSP and CBD see many healthcare professionals over several years before receiving the correct diagnosis. For a neurodegenerative condition, this delay is unacceptable. A diagnosis brings clarity after years of uncertainty, but we want to achieve this sooner. We will fund and support research that improves early and accurate diagnosis, including work on biomarkers and diagnostic tools. 2. Treatment. We know our community want to support research aimed at curing both devastating conditions. As well as focusing on symptomatic treatment for both motor and non-motor symptoms to support quality of life now, we will also support research that targets the underlying causes of PSP and CBD to secure a cure for the future. 3. Care. High-quality, joined-up, multidisciplinary care, including physiotherapy, speech and language therapy, and palliative care, is vital for people to be able to achieve the best possible quality of life. This is why we will support research that strengthens multidisciplinary approaches. This research will also support our influencing activities to help build clinical knowledge and influence clinical practice to ensure people with PSP and CBD can access the very best evidence-based care from the NHS. Principles that guide our work. Alongside what we fund, we have set out 5 principles that will be embedded across all of PSPA's research activity. Greater research involvement for people living with PSP and CBD. We will grow our patient and public involvement and engagement group, PPIE, and find new ways to increase the involvement of people living with both conditions. The real experts in PSP and CBD are those living with the conditions and those who care for them, and that expertise must shape research so that it makes the biggest difference. Stronger collaboration. PSP and CBD are far too big for one organisation to be working on alone. We must continue to foster collaborations both in the UK and internationally to drive forward progress. In 2026, we will co-host Neuro 2026 in London with Cure PSP, bringing together hundreds of leading researchers and clinicians into one room to answer the same question. How do we improve the lives of people with PSP and CBD? PSPA will be at the heart of these conversations, ensuring these vital connections are nurtured. Developing the next generation of leaders. We want to ensure we are securing the future of PSP and CBD research by providing opportunities for the best and brightest young minds to develop into tomorrow's future clinical and research leaders. We will do this through masterclasses, grant funding, networking opportunities, and access to PPIE. Inclusion to build strength. Research must reflect the diversity of the communities it aims to serve, but we know that's not always the case. We will work with researchers to help them improve the inclusion of people often underrepresented in research, connecting with people across the country via support groups and those who've expressed an interest in research participation. Clear communication. Finally, research only has impact if it is shared and understood. We will develop new, engaging ways to communicate research progress, as well as building on our online research information sessions, podcasts, and newsletters. This strategy has been shaped by the priorities highlighted through our Understood appeal, which shared the most urgent needs identified by people living with and affected by PSP and CBD. From improving diagnosis through biomarker research to advancing treatments and strengthening care, this plan is grounded in what our community has consistently asked for. This is an ambitious strategy, but there has never been a better time to harness advances in science, medicine, and technology for the benefit of people living with these cruel diseases. Together, as a community of supporters, people living with and affected by PSP and CBD, clinicians and researchers, we are setting a clear direction for the next 5 years. Thank you for being part of this journey with us as we power through progress.